From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom has faced criticism in the California governor's race over his stance on single-payer health care. Newsom says he backs the bill that stalled in the state legislature last year, but not in its current form. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
SB 562 passed the California Senate last year, but was held in the Assembly. Speaker Anthony Rendon called the bill woefully incomplete for lacking a funding source for its estimated $400 billion cost. Newsom's Democratic rivals in the governor's race say he tells some audiences he backs the bill, but is less supportive in other settings. Asked in an interview with Capital Public Radio if he supports SB 562, he replied,
"No, I haven't supported it without amendments, and I've been crystal clear about that."
Newsom acknowledged some of the hurdles the bill faces. It would require both changes to the California Constitution and Trump administration approval.
"I would not accept as is 562, but I accept its principles of moving in a completely new direction as it relates to addressing the crisis that is healthcare."
Asked how he'd pay for single payer, Newsom reframed the question as a transition from the current system's funding sources to a new system. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, California, 16 other states, and the District of Columbia announced Tuesday they are suing the federal government over efforts to weaken fuel efficiency standards for cars. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero has that story.
The lawsuit directly targets EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, who says existing standards are too harsh. They call for cars and light trucks to meet a 50 miles per gallon standard by 2025. Governor Jerry Brown says Pruitt's April decision to revisit the rules is illegal and could worsen air quality across the state.
"So we have to fight the first step in a war, not just against California, but against the children and the elderly and all those who are vulnerable to the poison that Pruitt wants to impose on the people of this country."
Brown says Pruitt's plan is a ploy to get consumers to buy more gas and says the administration is turning a blind eye towards climate change and science. The state has filed 32 lawsuits against the Trump administration, with at least 16 involving environmental concerns. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
We'll find more on these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.